I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News. How are Montanans handling the coronavirus pandemic? Billings Western Heritage Center's online exhibit will show just how we're feeling, and the show goes live on April 24th. It's called Art in Isolation, Response to COVID-19. Lauren Hunley with the Western Heritage Center says the exhibit has nearly 170 unique and original pieces of art by Montanans, expressing such emotions as anger, gratitude, humor, and spirituality during the coronavirus pandemic.
This is a really emotional time, and people are using art to process and express those emotions.
The exhibit is divided into six sections, which include embroidery, quilts, sculptures, sketches, and music. One photo is a black and white picture of a birthday cake by Heidi Overgaard. It represents how her daughter spent her 15th birthday, a party of three, her mom, brother, and the birthday girl.
Sometimes I'll just get an idea and snap a shot.
There's poetry, including a poem by 12-year-old Sage McKnight.
I miss school. At first you're excited and it is great. Then your happiness turns into hate. In the beginning, there are things to do. Then boredom chokes you until you're blue. Too cold to go outside. The problem is worldwide. In the house alone with nobody to talk to, you wish you were back at school with your crew. No drama at home is a good thing. This whole problem is like a bee sting. Government keeps adding plus two while we're here not knowing what to do. This issue is ravenous for the old folks. I wish this problem was made up of jokes. I will never hate school again. I can promise that until I am 110.
Exhibit organizer Lauren Hunley says this free-to-view online exhibit is a way of documenting an historic time.
Understanding that we're living in historic times, how do we document and track what's happening? How do we continue to be relevant for our community? How do we be a community space when people aren't allowed to gather in community spaces?
Art in Isolation will be available on the Western Heritage Center's website starting Friday, April 24th through December. Kay Erickson, Yellowstone Public Radio News.